Welcome to the Roadmap to an Improved You podcast, where we talk everything self-worth, self-love, and breaking the cycle of toxic relationships with your host, Tanya Rawls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a Roadmap to an Improved You podcast. I'm so excited to be here today. I think I say that every time, but I truly love doing these podcasts and talking to you guys and giving you all kinds of free content because I think it's so important to continue to learn and grow. And, you know, it kind of teaches me about things that I need to work on too. And so it's kind of, I feel like a group process. So what's been going on with you guys this week? So my week has been pretty much the same. I did go to the doctor earlier in the week, 2 days in a row, and did find out for sure that I will continue bed rest for the rest of my pregnancy. So only 17 more weeks to go. Woohoo! So the goal is to try to get me, obviously, to at the very least 28 weeks. Obviously hoping to go 37 weeks because, you know, obviously I don't want her to have to be stuck in the hospital for a long period of time and, you know, have to worry about her having issues with trying to, you know, be healthy and fight and all that stuff. So hopefully we'll just keep our fingers crossed and I'll continue to let her incubate as long as possible. And hopefully my body cooperates, which, you know, like I said, as much as it's gone on, it's, you know, hanging in there. So hopefully it continues to do so. So let's get to what we're talking about today. We are talking about something that's called revisionist theory. And honestly, I had not even heard about it until the other day. I heard it on the Start Today show with Rachel and Dave, and he was talking about, you know, at the time he was talking about a famous couple getting back together, or the rumors that they were getting back together, and how, you know, people are all excited about it, but they kind of forget that he was kind of a jerk to her, and he cheated on her, and, you know, just kind of was not a good person to her towards the end, and how, you know, this revisionist theory of kind of forgetting the past or rewriting the past to get rid of the bad stuff and rewriting it in a good way. So we're going to talk about that because so much of that goes along with like toxic relationships and us continuing the cycle and not fixing our own problems because we rewrite the past and we forget about the problems. So what is a revisionist theory? Revisionist theory is basically revisioning. It's like taking that vision of what happened and revising it. And so you're looking at it in a whole new light. So let's use, you know, the toxic relationship. You're in a toxic relationship. He cheats on you. He treats you like crap. He abuses you. You leave, or whatever the case may be. And then you guys kind of rekindle a little bit and you start thinking about, well, all the good things he did. Well, this is what he did. He was, you know, a good dad, or he would buy me gifts. And you kind of rewrite the past, forgetting out the bad crap and forgetting about all the things that happened that were not good. And so it's a way of like rewriting the past. So what does revisionist theory do? So on some level, it kind of helps us move past the trauma. So when you have that theory, you move past the trauma because you rewrite it in your head. And sometimes I think it's the body's way of, or the mind's way of not dealing with that trauma so that we can make it through. Because if you're not looking at the bad stuff, then you kind of don't have to deal with it. You know, if you don't deal with the fact that you're abused in childhood, or that you were raped, or you had all these bad things, and you choose to look at the good, you're rewriting the past. And I had this happen. My first husband, his mom did this really whole revisionist theory thing. If you talk to her about his childhood, she would talk about how good it was and all these things that, you know, they did together and all this great childhood he had. And she didn't understand why he was going through all the issues that he was going through and the drugs and everything else that ended up leading to mental health issues. But like, she didn't see that because she rewrote the past. She didn't take into account that they grew up in homeless shelters a lot of times. They were on the run from his dad. That she dated guys that were in prison and then brought them into the house. And that he was molested. And she totally left that part out. And I think on her, for her to not feel guilty for his past and not beat herself up, she had to rewrite the past. So it helped her move past the trauma. So sometimes I think our mind's way of protecting us, and it's great in that moment. In that moment, if it helps you get past that trauma so that you can move on, great. But at some point in time, you have to go back and you have to deal with those traumas, or those traumas are going to affect you forever. You know, you're still going to make those decisions based on those traumas because you've never dealt with them. You know, that's why drug addicts or people who have eating disorders due to trauma is because they don't deal with the trauma. And you have to a lot of times go through therapy and you have to look at those things and you have to deal with them. So it's a great mechanism in that moment to get you past those traumas and get you kind of on a solid ground. But once you get past that point, rewriting that and not dealing with that will lead to problems that continue and problems in the future. It's a lot of the reasons why we always go back to those toxic relationships, whether it's, you know, our parents or our friends or a significant other, is because it's why we give so many choices, because we don't remember, I'm doing air quotes, we don't remember those bad things. So our brain is focusing on all the good to kind of protect us, but it's because we don't like to look at the bad. I mean, nobody likes, I mean, there are negative people, okay. But in general, most of us don't like to look at the bad. We like to focus on the good in people. I am someone who does this all the time. Like, I could have someone totally screw me over, and I'm going to look at the good in them. I'm going to make excuses for them. I'm going to rewrite what happened because that's just how I am. And I've had to really work on that. And sometimes it takes like sitting down and taking time and like writing out, and yes, journaling. You had to know that was going to come up somewhere in this podcast, but truly looking at the bad things they did and, you know, agreeing that yes, they had some good, but those bad things always outweigh the good because those are the things that made me miserable. Those are the things that hurt me. Like, we can only make excuses, and yes, people can change. I get that, but you have to acknowledge the bad that they did, and they have to prove to you that they have changed. And that's not something that's going to happen overnight. Obviously, you know, it's going to take time, and, you know, it takes time because anybody can fake it for a while, but eventually if they haven't made those changes, their true colors are going to come out. So, you know, it's why we give so many chances, and we just have to be aware that, you know, you can't forget about the bad things. I mean, I'm not saying focus on them all the time. Like, obviously, we want to be positive, but you have to deal with those things. You can't just forget about them and block them. So it's a way of not dealing with the traumas. If you can go on and you don't look at those traumas, yeah, you can, like, live in this, lack of a better word, fairy tale world. You can look at it and be like, oh, my life was great and all this stuff, but then you don't deal with the traumas. And if you don't fix those things and don't heal those wounds, those are going to keep showing up in your life. When I didn't heal the wounds of my parents' toxic relationships and some of my rape and stuff like that, those kept showing up in my life. I kept going to toxic relationships. I kept letting people treat me like crap. And until I started healing those wounds, those stories kept showing up over and over again. My self-worth was horrible. Like, I hated myself. I could have looked like a supermodel, which, by the way, I don't, but I could have, and I still would have found fault in everything. I would have found fault in my weight. I would have found fault in my look because my self-worth was so diminished by all the stuff that had happened and I didn't deal with those traumas that it kept affecting me. So I had to deal with them to heal. So also having that revisionist theory, it keeps having us make the same mistakes because we haven't dealt with those traumas. We haven't dealt with those negative things that happened to us. And so we're rewriting this past and we're seeing all these good things. And then we wonder why you keep attracting these horrible people in your life. You hear women, like on some of my Facebook groups that I'm in, you know, blame the other opposite sex for their horrible relationships, and almost like it's luck that they keep getting into these horrible relationships. Well, yes, you're going to meet people that are bad and you're going to meet people that are good. But when you haven't dealt with those traumas, people who prey on that can sense that. And you're going to keep attracting those type of people. And you're going to keep putting up with it because you haven't dealt with that history, because you haven't faced it. And you look at the bad And you're like, oh yeah, my ex-husband was a piece of crap or whatever, or my ex-boyfriend, like he cheated on me and dealt with that. But you don't look at the underlying reason. Like, why? Why did you put up with it? Like, and I get it. I'm not trying to blame anybody because I have been there and I put up with crap I shouldn't have put up with. But why did I put up with it? Because I didn't think I deserved any better. Because I always believed I had this amazing childhood, and I had a great childhood. Don't get me wrong, my childhood was not that bad, but I didn't look at the underlying issues. And there's so many people who have horrible childhoods, and they can kind of look at it sometimes, but they don't realize how it affects them. And sometimes they don't even think about it, they don't talk about it. They either just don't talk about their childhood or they make it sound like it's so much better. I've seen this a lot lately. I've been watching My 600 Pound Life, and a lot of these people don't want to deal with those traumas, and they'll talk about it, but then they don't realize, like, when somebody else questions them, they'll be like, oh yeah, my childhood was okay. Like, I just wasn't close to my parents, but they don't talk about why. Oh, it wasn't that bad. Like, there's no reason. And it's like they get used to lying to themselves so much that they then begin to lie to other people because they have to keep up this fairy tale that they've told themselves. And then, like I said, it's a way to keep from feeling hurt, and it sucks being hurt. It sucks dealing with those traumas, and it brings up a lot of emotions, but you have to deal with them to move on. So when we rewrite the past and we have this revisionist theory about the past and we forget about it, then we don't heal those traumas, but then we wonder why we don't have a different outcome. Like, we expect a different outcome. Like, we expect a find this person that's going to complete our lives and treat us great, or we expect to have this great career where, you know, we're the boss or whatever the case may be, but we don't think we deserve it. We keep expecting a different outcome, but because we haven't dealt with the traumas and we haven't dealt with the issues, it's not going to all of a sudden just have a different outcome. It's like doing the same thing over and again and expecting a different outcome. That's, you know, what people say is the classification of insanity is, you know, doing the same thing over and just expecting a different outcome. And so we expect a different outcome, but we don't get it because we haven't looked at what really happened, and we're continuously rewriting the past and forgetting about all the bad things that happened. It also leads us to ignoring red flags. I mean, how many times after you get out either of a bad relationship or something happens, you say, oh, I saw all these red flags. Why did I not see them before? Like, why did I not see these red flags? Well, it's because you don't look back at what happened before and realize, okay, these are the red flags from before because you're looking at all the good that was in that relationship. So then when it happens again, you still are ignoring the red flags because you don't see them, because you don't look at how they were there before. Because they were there. I mean, I can look back at all my relationships, and obviously, maybe sometimes the first few times that I met someone, you know, people, like I said, can pretend for so long. But then once those red flags start showing up, I didn't see them because I rewrote my past. I didn't realize and take a look and really look at the past and be like, okay, look at that relationship. These were the red flags. Like, I wanted to be loved so much that if somebody told me they loved me in the first 2 weeks of a relationship in the past, I would have been like, oh, I would have ate that up. And now I look at it and I know that's a number one trait of a narcissist. I know that's a number one trait of a toxic relationship is when someone tells you that they love you really super fast in a relationship. Because if you are someone who's strong in yourself and you have self-worth, you're gonna see that red flag and you're gonna see it as bullshit right away. Well, for someone who doesn't have that self-esteem and self-worth, they're gonna be like, oh my God, he loves me. He loves me. And that person is gonna realize at that point that they have you, that they can mold you, and you are the kind of person that they can control. But because you didn't see those red flags before, and you didn't take a look at your past, and you didn't take a look at those relationships and really look at those things, you didn't see that. That would be like going into a bad situation and having, let's say, somebody mug you, and all these signs are there. Like, you can see that this is probably going to happen, but you choose to ignore them. So then you go into that situation all over again, and you don't see the red flags again because you didn't look back at that trauma and say, okay, look, these are the red flags that led me to this, where I should have known, I should have left at that moment, but I stayed. And so then you continue. I mean, we hear stories about where all these bad things continuously happen, and they're the same kind of type of bad thing that happened to people over and over again. But it's because they don't deal with those traumas, and a lot of times they either totally ignore that they even happened, or they rewrite what happened so that they're not looking at the red flags, and they're ignoring their intuition, and when their hairs stick up on the back of their neck. And you know, when we always say that something seems too good to be true, you know, sometimes it is. Sometimes it has to do with the fact that we've been hurt so much that we're scared to believe that something's good. But once you start working on yourself and loving yourself and dealing with those traumas, then guess what? You're going to believe that you deserve that. So you have to look at those things. You have to look at those past things and not rewrite it. Because yes, maybe in that moment when it first happens, it's a good defense mechanism. And sometimes it's what gets people into doing therapy and getting them strong enough to either leave a situation or, you know, move out on their own because they're not dealing with those traumas. But after a while, those traumas start to eat at you. And even if it's not something that's super trauma, because obviously I started this conversation with just two people getting back together, and maybe he just cheated on her or it wasn't a great relationship. And it might not even be something that he did. Some two people sometimes are just not meant to go together. And we forget those. And how many times has people gotten back together with their exes and they're like, well, you know, he was a good person and he may be the best person in the world, but he's not meant for you because you guys butt heads. You're either too much alike or there's just, for whatever reason, you guys push each other's buttons. But if you forget to, and you rewrite that and talk about how you had all these great moments, well, yeah, maybe you had these great moments, but you were still miserable and it was never going to work out because you leave out the fact in your head that you guys fought all the time. So that's rewriting the past. It may not even be traumas, but it's rewriting it in a way that you forget the bad. Or you might acknowledge it, but you're like, well, it wasn't that bad. Like, oh yeah, there's a few things, because obviously nobody's perfect. I mean, I have a great relationship now. Yes, we are not perfect. We argue once in a while. Like, it's not perfect. But when you completely forget about how someone made you feel or how the relationship wasn't going to work no matter what you did, then that's when you have the revisionist theory and you are rewriting the past, because you on some level are wanting a different outcome. You are wishing that that's how it was. You know, it's like me and my white picket fence dream. I always had this dream that, you know, I was going to have the husband, the kids, the house, the career, and have all these things. So I had this fantasy. And so I would mold my relationships and try to have that with them. And so obviously it never worked out. But when I went back to my husband the second time with my kids' dad, you know, I left out in my thing everything he did to me. I left out the fact that, you know, he hit me. I left out the fact that he threw my clothes outside of the house and locked me out of the house. Like, literally locked me outside the house when I was pregnant. Like, I kind of forgot about those things because I kept thinking, one, I told myself he had changed and he grew up, which he did not. But I just kind of like forgot those things because I wanted that fantasy so bad. And I think sometimes that's why we rewrite the past, is because we have this fantasy where we want our life to be a certain way. And so we rewrite the past because we're like, well, I still want that fantasy. And you're holding on to that so much that you don't realize that this is never going to be your fantasy. That's never going to be the life you want. It doesn't matter how much I hung on. He was never going to be the person that I had this happily ever after with. You know, his mental illness got worse, has gotten worse and worse. So it didn't matter how much I held on to it. There's nothing I could do to fix it or rewrite the past. It was never going to be that way, no matter what I wanted, no matter how much I wished. But I was so scared to not have my fantasy, and I would always rewrite it. And I would always be like, well, it wasn't that bad. Like, you know, this time it'll be different. You know, I would go back and be like, well, if I wouldn't have done this, then this would have happened. Well, it had nothing to do with me. Like, that mental illness was going to come whether I wanted it to or not. And so we have to realize that no matter how much we rewrite the past, it's not going to change that meaning and that story, and it's not going to change what happened. And like I said, yes, people can change, but you have to make them prove it. And you have to remember, like, if you were completely honest with yourself and you look at the traumas or the story and you realize how bad it was, and like you, let's say, like I said, the person went to counseling and they got help and they're redoing their life, but you still acknowledge that everything bad that happened, and you are completely upfront, and then you go into it knowing that, then that's different, because then you're prepared. You're going to look out for those red flags. You're going to be like, okay, well, if this starts to happen again, I know that person hasn't really changed. But it's when we don't go into it and we believe that this was such a great thing, no matter what, if it's a person or whatever happened, and we go into it again, that we'd miss the red flags again, because we forget all those bad things. We don't want to see them. We have rewrote it so that when those red flags come up, we don't see them. So you have to get rid of that revisionist theory. You have to quit rewriting the past and forgetting about those things. You have to deal with them, whether it means working on your mindset, working on your self-worth, going to therapy, you know, reading books, you know, whatever it is, you have to deal with that and deal with those things that caused your past traumas or caused your negative thing. And, you know, maybe you did have a great childhood. I'm not saying that not anybody has a great childhood, but if you keep doing those same things over again and you're stuck in the cycle of whatever it is, you have to really take a look and look, are you rewriting the past, or, you know, what is going on? Because we don't continue to on this cycle unless there's a reason, unless something is not being dealt with. So if you have this great childhood and your life, like maybe you have those bad relationships here and there, but you have great relationships and you love yourself, then yeah, there's nothing, you're not rewriting anything. But if you continue to go down that little slide again, and you keep following that same path, and you're like wondering why nothing's changing and why you keep attracting these guys who treat you like crap, and you know how you let that happen, and you feel like you're like deja vu all over again, even maybe with a different guy, then you have to look at what you're rewriting and how that revisionist theory is affecting your life. Because it's so important. It's so important. We have to deal with our past traumas. We have to deal with the negative things that happened. We have to look at those red flags so that we can become aware next time and know better. So I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. You know, it's like I said, it was something I'd never heard of until recently. And it, even though I'd already dealt with a lot of stuff, I just never had a word to it. And so having that word revisionist theory and having it explained to me made so much of a difference. So kind of just take a look at your past and see if your past is affecting your future because you're rewriting the past and you're forgetting the negative stuff. You know, make sure you subscribe to this podcast because, you know, that's how you know when there's a new episode. And I know this week it was a little bit later just because I had so much going on earlier in the week. But usually they will come out on Tuesdays. So just make sure you subscribe so you know when this podcast comes out. And if you feel like this podcast are helpful, refer a friend, because obviously the more that we can get out there and the more we can help each other, the better and stronger we all become. And I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.